Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition of our Relics and Rarities get-together. Dave the Rave coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic with all those lost 45s, all the records that fell right through the cracks. And we've got them for you week after week on Relics and Rarities. Opening up the program is a group called the Rockin' Rebels. It came out on the Stork record label. It's a label that says on it that it delivers the hits. Bongo Blue Beat there, the Rockin' Rebels. Gonna give a second chance to this record. It's a record that bubbled under the top 100, but it's a record that should have been a big hit. It's by Dino, Desi, and Billy. It's a great one indeed. It's called Kitty Doyle.
Kitty Doyle, Kitty Doyle. I have this dance with you. I have seen goodbye and bye, and I think I care for you. Kitty Doyle, if you like a walk home, we can share a 10-cent soda if you trust me on the road. I have seen you dancing by, I have gazed at you in flight, and you caused my heart to fly with the rhythm of the night. Kitty Doyle, if your mom and dad approve, I'd be proud to share my love with a girl as sweet as you.
Hard to believe that that record only went to a high of number 108 on the top charts there. Kitty Doyle, Dino Martin, Desi Arnaz, and Billy Hinch out of California there. Dino, Desi, and Billy, song called Kitty Doyle.
You're sitting over the night.
great Gary Usher Productions there on a Warner Brother record label, a group called the Neptunes. That song came out in the summer of 1964. It's called Shame Girl. Here's one from 1962. It's actually the flip side of a record. It's Arthur Alexander.
Lay down your
there from Arthur Alexander, 1962. That was the flip side of one of his records. Should have been perhaps the A side, although the other side, Where Have You Been All My Life, was a great song as well. A great double-sided record from Arthur Alexander. And that song, Soldier of Love, was discovered by a lot of people in Millennium Time. Millennium Time, they discovered that record in 1999. It found itself once again as the flip side of a new release by a group called Pearl Jam, who on the other side, the A side of the record, they did a version of this song. This, of course, being the original version of Last Kiss. It wasn't J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers that did it originally. It was Wayne Cochran.
Oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far when there in the road, straight ahead, a car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night, the crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I. Well, where, oh, where did my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There was people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes, but I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and she smiled, said, hold me darling for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found a love that I knew I would miss, but now she's gone. Even though I hold her tight, I lost my love, my life that night. Well, where, oh, where did my baby be? Gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see.
version that J. Frank Wilson heard on the radio and decided to cover the record. It became a top five record for J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers there, a song called Last Kiss. Wayne Cochran did it first. He wrote the song. And, of course, Wayne Cochran once told me that it wasn't until Millennium Time when Pearl Jam finally put that record out and had a top hit with that in 1999 that he actually finally got royalties for that particular song. He thought he made a lot of money, came off of his tour, went to his manager and said, wow, I've got a top 10 record out there. J. Frank Wilson made my song, Last Kiss, made it a big hit record. And the manager said, yeah, but all the money, all the royalties have been used up to cover tour expenses. All too often, the tale told the early rock and rollers.
Today through age, relics and rarities. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Going back to 1967, here's an often forgotten record.
I'm back on the street again. Gotta stand on my own two feet again. And I'm walking that beat again. Remember and when, oh, remember and when. Got a tear in my eye.
1967. It peaked at number 36 on the top 100. A group that formed in Los Angeles called the Sunshine Company. It's called Back on the Street Again. I'm being told that we have a bulletin coming to us from the mothership in Washington, D.C. Important news.
Where we interrupt the station to notify the nation. News from Washington. Rock and roll is number one, baby. Hey, now, now, child. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're gonna rock a little while. Beat it on the bongos, till it through the Congo. Going to the ballroom, blast off to the moon, baby. A little while. Cool news from the school, caught the teacher singing blues. Rock and roll, arithmetic, classes on a rhythm kick, baby. Hey, now, now, child. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're gonna rock a little while. All this flopping in Germany.
Flopping in Germany.
Doing the shimmy over in Italy. Curtain.
message through the night, did it from a satellite, tell every boy and girl, rock and roll and took the world, baby. Hey, now, now, child. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're gonna rock a little while. They're doing a Berlin in a Washington.
Berlin in a Washington.
Oh, they're jumping in a Pentagon.
Bulletin loaded with some rock and roll moves for you. That's Eugene Church on the Rendezvous record label. That's 1960 out of California. It's called Good News. Good News. Rock and roll is here to stay. I'm all tore up over that. Day of the Rave coming to you on our Relics and Rarities get-together. Bringing you all those great lost 45s, including this one here from 1963. Came out on the Darcy record label, originally done by Mr. Hank Ballard. It's Harmonica Fats. It's a song called Tore Up.
Ever since you've been gone, I've been quiet all night long. They were you, forgotten me that left. They went away with someone else.
In life. Harmonica Fats there. Tore Up from 1963.
Relics and Rarities.
Patty Baby, the girl with the dancing feet. She's a real modifier. She's a gas face. She can't be beat. Thank you.
the number 65 record in late spring of 1963. It's Freddie Boom Boom Cannon and a song called Patty Baby, Mr. Palisades Park. A lot of people think Freddie Cannon was from the New York area because he did the song called Palisades Park, but actually born in Lynn, Massachusetts. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot! Somebody call the local police. These girls were robbed. This should have been a hit. Unsolved crimes there. How did that record not become a hit? They were robbed from late 1963. It was on the top 100 for 1 week and 1 week only. The Charmettes on the Cap record label. Girls out of Brooklyn there. It's a song called Please Don't Kiss Me Again. Write it down. Go find that record. You're listening to the Greatest 45s with Dave the Rave on Relics and Rarities.
Thank you.
most of the records that we play on Relics of Rarities, the record that fell right through the cracks. But giving that record a second chance, there, a group called The Lovers on the Philips record label. It's a song called Someone from 1966.
Psychedelic 60s.
Love that record there. Whew, called Gotta Hold On. Came out in 1966. Group out of L.A. called No Nommies on the ERA record label. That's a Day of the Rave smash record. If it's kind of hot where you happen to be, you want to cool off. Time to go down to the river now with Bill and Will.
Gonna go to the river. Jump right in, throw myself to the bottom, that'll be the end. Thought you didn't love me anyway. So where I'm going, oh Lord, be gone today. Gonna go to the pawn shop, buy myself a 38. Oh, yeah.
going to cool himself off. Come on, let's all jump in that river now. Just make sure it's not too deep there. Bill and Will, it's called Going to the River.
Music, I go, go.
I got to have a reason.
Top 50 record for the Dave Clark 5 in early 1967.
I got to have a reason why you're walking out on me.
There's something on your mind. But you won't tell me. Tell me why you're crying. And I will help you, help you, help you. But I gotta have a reason.
I gotta have a reason. I gotta have a reason why you're walking out on me.
If there was someone else, then I would like to know. But you know I'm never ever gonna find out. If you won't
tell me, tell me, tell me. But I gotta have a reason. I gotta have a reason. I gotta have a reason why you're walking out on me. If you tell me what you're thinking, I got to have a reason.
It's one of those lost 45s by the Dave Clark 5 there. I've got to have a reason.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of
relics and rarity show.
Early 1966 is a record that hit the top 75. By Johnny and the Expressions, is called Something I Want to Tell You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Database says you got to dig this one.
Something I want to tell you. Something I want to tell you.
Something I want to tell you.
Yeah. want to tell you is that you're listening to Dave the Rave. It's our Relics and Rarities get-together. It's Johnny Matthews and the Expressions there from 1966.
1962.
Point me in the right direction there. Where's that Land of Love from 1962? The Trilons, Day of the Rave. It's our Relics of Rarity show. Of course, every week I go through all these crazy lost 45s that are all accumulated here in the No Static Attic, the Relics of Rarities Bowl. We take one record and we highlight that record and we call it.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
The record here from the fall of 1964, a group called the Chevelles.
How would you like me to love you with a love that's so rare? Oh, don't you care so long as I love you with a love that's so true? I'll give my heart to you. How would you like me to kiss you? Just one tender. You.
British group called the Chevelles. Dave the Raves, Discover the Week there. It's a tune called How Would You Like Me to Love You? Dave the Raves, it's our Relics of Rarity get-together, bringing you all those lost 45s, those one-hit wonders.
My request.
Here's a record going out to California, Los Angeles. Mark, he remembered a song which was the title tune from a movie which featured Anne Margaret. The record done by Trini Lopez.
When there's a moon above, it is something to see how the fellas follow the girls. They're all in search of love. There isn't a lover who doesn't discover that if it may be. Every night they come through. Can't you hear Paris calling you? The girls are everywhere. The scent of their perfume is meant to go right to your head. So don't just sit and stir with the fun and the laughter, the good times you're after. Just be made in Paris. If you don't know how to speak French, you'll understand. Every night, rain or shine, go get yours, I've got mine. Find your dream, find your love, I've got mine, go get yours. Hey!
Bigger hit in Paris, but here in America, it only went to number 113 on the charts there. Trini Lopez and Made in Paris. Squires came out on the Congress record label there, Fall 64. It's a great record. I love that record. It's called Can't Believe That You've Grown Up. Of course, I'll never grow up.
I got to love you.
Of course, I can always appreciate these killer soul records. You don't dig this record, you definitely got a hole in your soul. Killer soul ballad. Came out in autumn 1968. A group out of Texas called the Masqueraders. That's their only record that ever hit the top 100. Came in at number 57. I Ain't Got to Love Nobody Else. April 24th is Barbara Streisand's birthday. Happy birthday, Barbara. Here's a great interpretation of one of your big hit records. Group called the Times.
People who need people.
Inside.
Funny Girl. That song worked wonders for Barbara Streisand, the birthday girl. Almost did real well for the Times in 1968. Went to number 39 on the top 100.
Music explosion.
Exploding out of Philadelphia was this great female soul singer, Miss Nella Dodds. On the Wand record label, Miss Nella Dodds, Your Love Back. Dave the Rave says, if there's something you want to hear, if you need to contact me, it's DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Until next time, keep looking for relics and rarities, and don't forget all these great songs that we played for you out of the Relics and Rarities Vault.
Amnesia.
You see, you forgot already.